Isaiah chapter 44. Now listen, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, who made you, and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your descendants, and my blessing upon your offspring. They will spring up among the grass, like willows by flowing streams. One will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Yet another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and take the name Israel as his own. This is what the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, says, I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no other God. Who is like me? Let them announce it, and let them declare it, and set it before me, since I established an ancient people. Let them predict future things to come, and let them explain what will come to pass. Do not tremble or be afraid. Have I not announced and foretold long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know of none. All those who make idols are nothing. The things that they delight in are worthless. Their own witnesses cannot see or know, so they are put to shame. Who has fashioned a god or cast a metal idol that is of any benefit? Look, all his companions will be put to shame. Its craftsmen are mere humans. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. They will be terrified and put to shame. The blacksmith makes it with his tools and shapes it in the coals. He fashions it with hammers and forges it with his strong arm. He gets hungry and his strength weakens. He drinks no water and he becomes faint. The carpenter stretches out a line. He traces out its form with a pencil. He shapes it with planes, and he marks its outline with a compass. He shapes it in the form of a human, according to human beauty, to dwell in a shrine. He cuts down cedars, or chooses a cypress and an oak. He let it grow strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a cedar, and the rain nourishes it. Then he uses it to make a fire. He takes some of it and warms himself. Yes, he kindles a fire with it and bakes bread. Then he makes a god and worships it. He makes it into a carved idol and falls down in worship before it. Half of it he burns in the fire. With this half he cooks meat. He roasts it and is satisfied. He also warms himself and says, Ah, I am warm. I have seen the fire. With the rest of it, he makes a god, even his carved idol. He falls down in worship before it and prays to it and says, Rescue me, for you are my God. They do not know or understand, for their eyes are shut so that they cannot see, their hearts closed so that they cannot understand. No one calls to mind, nor is there knowledge or understanding to say, I have burned half of it in the fire. With its coals I have baked bread and roasted meat and ate it. Should I make an abomination with the rest of it? Should I fall down and worship a block of wood? He feeds on ashes. A deceived mind has led him astray. He cannot save himself or say, Is not this idol I hold in my right hand a lie? Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant, O Israel. I will not forget you. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud, and your sins like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and will reveal his glory in Israel. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, he who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord, who makes all things, who stretches forth the heavens alone, who by myself spread out the earth, who frustrates the omens of the liars, and makes fools of fortune-tellers, who reverses the advice of the wise, and makes their knowledge foolish, who fulfills the prophetic word of his servant, and performs the prediction of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, she will be inhabited, and of the towns of Judah, they will be rebuilt, and I will raise up her ruins, who says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and will carry out all my plans, even saying of Jerusalem, she will be rebuilt, and of the temple, your foundation will be laid. Isaiah chapter 44.